Broadcasting.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I will call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order. Please take the roll.
Senator Findley.
Findley, present by video.
Senator Riley.
Present by video.
Senator Wagner.
Present by video.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Present on audio.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick, present by video. Okay, we have today a public hearing on Senate Bill 19, and this was requested by Senator Findley, and we're a little mystified as to how this bill ended up in this committee, but we are here to serve, and so I will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 19.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee, Chris Allenack, Legislative Revenue Office. So the drafted version of Senate Bill 19 would require the state to transfer the title and assets of a closed state correctional institution to the county in which the institution is closed. The department may not generally remove any fixtures except under certain circumstances. And the bill would also allow the county to rezone the affected land by ordinance. It would apply to institutions closed on or after January 1, 2021. The bill would take effect the 91st day following the signee die. There is a -3 amendment in OLIS that I've only had a chance to glance at. I think it makes some modifications to that policy, but I see the requester of that amendment is signed up on the witness list, so he may be able to speak to it better than I can. You're on mute, Madam Chair.
Sorry about that. Senator Findley, did you want to make any remarks before we get started?
I would, Madam Chair, thank you. Madam Chair, first of all, thank you so much for scheduling this hearing. I have no idea why it's assigned to this committee. I'm personally excited about that. but I have no idea why. And if I had the opportunity to assign bills to committees, this would be the one I would like, but that's okay.
I think I'm seeing how it got here, Senator Findley.
Okay, so thank you, Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Boquist, and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Lynn Findley. I serve as a senator for Senate District 30, proudly serving 11 counties in Eastern and Central Oregon, approximately 36% of the landmass for the state of Oregon. I'm here today to ask you for your support in Senate Bill 19. Last summer, Governor Brown announced her intent to close 3 correctional facilities within the state over the next 2 years. One of those correctional facilities is named in the closure is Warner Creek Correctional Facility in Lakeview, Oregon. The closure of Warner Creek will be a significant economic blow to the rural community in which it resides. For many who live in the area, getting a job at Warner Creek is one of the best opportunities to get a quality family wage job with great benefits. I want to reiterate that this hearing is not to discuss whether Warner Creek is going to be closed. That decision has been made. Whether we agree with it or not is irrelevant, but the decision's made. This bill has been submitted after a lot of conversation I've had with the governor's office, Director Peters, and others. It's submitted to help the county move forward after the facility has closed and over 100 jobs have been lost. Senate Bill 19 directs the state to offer the ownership of the facility and the land it sits on to the county and allows the county to rezone the land for whatever purpose they see fit, from the current zone to a commercial or resident or industrial, whatever use they convert the facility into. Passing this bill would allow the county to attract either another public or private entity to come in and offer quality family wage jobs to replace the jobs that have been lost due to the closure. According to the bill, the state may not strip the facility, as I was advised by one of my colleagues that sometimes the state has a habit of doing that, although I have been told repeatedly by Director Peters that is not their intent. But taking things that are specific to the Department of Corrections are absolutely appropriate and supported. What we don't want to happen is all the toilets and light sockets removed before they transfer the property, leaving nothing but the four walls of a shell. I am pleased to have the support of the Governor's Brown staff, Department of Corrections, who are slated to speak after me. I've also asked, in concert with Representative Reske, Robert Mauger from Legislative Council, to speak to any legal issues that may come up. And I understand that a representative from DASC standing by to answer some administrative questions. Well, I would tell you that I, in a conversation with the Corrections Department this morning, they've had DAS conversations, and they're working through some of the processes on how to make this work. I originally wrote this bill. There were three prisons closed. I wrote this bill trying not to write a one-off, because I always get yelled at for writing one-off bills for Eastern Oregon. And it turns out this is a one-off because of the way the facilities reside. And of the three facilities going to be closed, one of them is Shutter Creek. That facility came into the state ownership via federal transfer of property, and there's a restriction on that title. It must go back to the Fed, so this bill would not apply to that. We put a limit of X number of people in the county, 50,000 or less, so the Mill Creek facility in Salem would not qualify for that. So the only facility this would qualify for is Warner Creek. So I roundabout way made a one-off bill, but that was not my intent. But in talking with Department of Corrections, they prefer it to be this way. This is a common sense bill that will help the county recoup quality jobs that are going to be lost when Warner Creek Correctional Facility closes next year. There's a lot of other conversations associated with it. We took out of this bill to make this a clean bill to be able to transfer the property. In my conversations with Department of Corrections this morning, we may have to have one more amendment that would be a -4 amendment, which fixes some of the DOJ and DAS specific requirements on how to pull this off. So, members of the committee, I urge your support for Senate Bill 19, and I will let the people who know a lot more about it, this process, talk than I am.
Thank you, Senator Finley. Are there questions of Senator Finley? Okay, before we move on, we have Robert Mauger from the Legislative Council office. If there are any technical or legal questions that need to be asked, he is on deck if we need his help. So we will move to our witness list, starting with Representative Reske.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Chair Vice Chair Boquist, and members of the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee. For the record, my name is E. Warner Reske, and I'm honored to be the state representative for the great people of Southern Klamath and Lake Counties, also known in state legislator parlance as House District 56. I'm before you today to advocate for a plan to help the people and government of Lake County transition from hosting a state prison, which employs over 100 people, to no prison at all and the associated lost jobs. You may not be aware, but Lake County has a population of roughly 7,000 people. Ending these family wage jobs from a small community such as this will cause a devastating economic ripple effect throughout the region. To give you an idea, imagine if Nike ceased its operations in Beaverton or Intel closed in Hillsboro. That's the kind of economic impact and social impact the closure of Warner Creek Correctional Facility will have on the community of Lake County. To make matters worse, some employees at Warner Creek have spouses who may be a public school teacher or a nurse at the local hospital. When the prison closes, not only will jobs be lost to the prison, but also if it requires moving outside the area to find future employment, those other jobs will be lost in the community as well. Therefore, Senator Findley and I have been working on a way to help avoid such an economic crash and land the closure of the state prison softly on the ground. After talking with the Governor's Office, Department of Corrections, and Lake County Commissioners, one of our approaches is this safe landing bill in Senate Bill 19. Senate Bill 19 has a -3 amendment, as Mr. Alanek pointed out, which replaces Section 2 of the bill, the bulk of the bill, as it narrows the scope and provides greater flexibility for counties. This is what I'm advocating for today. The -3 amendment does three things. The first is, upon closure of a state prison, the state is to offer, not mandate, the prison to the county. The county then has 30 days to reply whether to accept the offer or to decline it. Second, upon acceptance, the county has granted a one-time land use change to help transition the facility to its new purpose. Third, any bonds or liens on the facility which belong to the state would stay with the state and not transfer to the county. And finally, the Dash 3 amendment only applies to counties with a population of 50,000 people or less. Honestly, I wish I didn't have to be before your committee today with this bill or this request. I wish that Warner Creek, our second newest state prison with geothermal heat and an economic anti-Lake County, was able to remain operational. However, the reality is that this prison is likely to close. Therefore, I ask for your help in making Senate Bill 19 with the appropriate amendments part of the plan to help the small community of Lakeview and Lake County transition to a brighter future without the prison. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions for Representative Reschke? Okay. Thank you. Senator Riley.
Thank you. I just wondered if, thank you, Madam Chair. I just wondered if there's any idea right now what use this facility could be for.
Madam Chair and Senator Riley, that's a great question. And Senator Finley and I have been discussing with the Lake County Commissioner's possibilities. I've also been working with the public safety co-chair, Representative Solman, on some ideas. A couple that have come forth, one of them would be ballot measure 110 passed, and so there's going to need to be treatment centers. So this could possibly end up being a treatment center in a remote location where people can really focus on their addiction issues. So that's just one idea. I'm sure if commissioners are on, I'm not sure if they're on the witness list or not, they may have other ideas they could share with you.
One thing I might add, if I could chime in, Madam Chair, Senator Riley, is this facility and this has the ability to be 100% green. They're heated geothermally. They have a solar array fully designed and ready to be installed. That could turn them to an absolute green facility, totally off the grid, if so needed to be. I mean, and that would be very attractive as a manufacturing facility for some high-tech folks. There'd be a lot of perhaps interest in, hopefully, in that regard. So the possibilities are endless.
Follow-up comment, if I may, Madam Chair.
Please.
I think this is a great idea, and we certainly want to keep this facility, this green facility, going and economically viable. So I'm hoping we can come up with something to make this happen.
Okay, thank you. And committee and visitors to our committee, you're going to hear a lot of pounding as people speak. We've got construction going on outside our building. It seems to be more in outside of Senator Riley's office than mine now, but it was really bad on mine this morning, so, or earlier this afternoon. So please bear with us. We'll try to stay on mute as much as we can. Okay, any other questions? Who do I see here? Okay, we'll move on to our next witness, Constantine Severe.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Boquist. My name is Constantine Severe. For the record, I am the governor's public safety advisor, working with a number of public safety agencies, including the Department of Correction within the governor's office. And I am here to talk about Bill 19 and the governor's support of the bill. As Senator Finley and Representative Reschke have described the closure, the impending closure of Warner Creek, the governor has made her expectations clear with folks within the executive branch, both at the Department of Corrections and within her own staff, of wanting to work with the communities as each of the affected communities, but also specifically with the community in Lake County as the facility winds down, if there are options opportunities for us to think outside the box, help the local community to be able to do that. Have had the opportunity to talk to Senator Finley about this bill. Both the governor and her staff have been able to do that. As this legislation evolves, I think there will need to be additional amendments as the senator describes. But at this point, we feel pretty comfortable with the direction that it's going, and we're here to, be partners, and we are very appreciative of the leadership that Senator Finley and Representative Reschke have shown. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions for Mr. Sevier? I see no questions, so we will move on to Mark Albertson. Oh, Senator Riley, I think your mute is not on. Because I heard a little pounding earlier, so I figured you'd want to know.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak in support of Senate Bill 19. For the record, I'm Commissioner Mark Albertson for Lake County. I worked in the woods and the sawmills in the 80s, and at that time, the towns of Lakeview and Paisley were thriving little communities. And at that time, there was no businesses and no buildings that were vacant. Our schools were the hubs of our communities. And on Friday nights, gymnasiums and football fields were packed with community pride and shouts of joy and hope. Since the 80s, we've lost 5 mills and countless businesses, and our schools have half the students they once had. The only increases we've had in Lake County are those of suicide, child abuse, domestic violence, alcohol, and drug addiction. For close to 30 years, Lake County residents battled to exist when a small glimmer of hope came into sight with the word that a prison might be sited in Lake County that would employ over 100 employees. The state's own siting council picked Lake County to offset the blow that we had encountered 30 years prior. By the beginning of 2020, Warner Creek Correction Facility employed 114 full-time employees, owned 62 homes, and had 91 children in our school system. On a population data report, the loss of 114 jobs in Lake County is the same as 6,000 jobs in Multnomah County. Although, as Senator Finley stated, Senate Bill 19 isn't a bill to save our prison, I did want to give you a bit of a background on the financial devastation that this will cause Lake County. All of the ground that the prison sits on was donated by local community members to support our community. And so I ask not that the state give us a hand out, but we are asking that the state give us a hand up. Let us get our feet under us once again and help us restore the hope and pride in the community that this was built on. We've already put together a team of professionals, Annette Leba from Regional Solutions, Larry Holzgang from Business Oregon, and Jill Miles from the business, who is the business recruitment director for Business Oregon, is helping us recruit potential businesses, plus our own county commission. Please let us find a business that would thrive in this facility, for the thought of driving by a state prison would only be a reminder of the broken promises and the forgotten and unheard voices of a once proud community. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there questions of Mr. Albertson? Okay, next we have signed up somebody just named Mark, and we're not seeing you in the room here. So if there is Mark here who, without a last name given,
That was probably me. I was probably trying to answer if we were putting together a team of people.
Oh, okay.
I was answering, I raised my hand to answer a question. Sorry.
Okay, because I saw a different phone number on that, so I thought it might be different people, but I'm not surprised to hear it's you. So we will move on to Barry Schulenberger.
All right, good afternoon. For the record, my name is Barry Schulenberger. I'm also a Lake County Commissioner, and I am commenting in support of Senate Bill 19. Just want to give folks a little bit of background if you don't have it already. Warner Creek Correctional Facility was built in 2005. It sits on approximately 91 acres. It is approximately 123,057 square feet of building space, which has 11 different buildings on it. It has 110 parking spaces. It does have that potential for another business to come in to it. But what we need from Senate Bill 19 is that it, you know, is given back to the county and that it's free and clear of debt so that we can work on the next plan ahead if the prison does so close. Another factor here is that our community of Lakeview, as you have heard Commissioner Albertson say, you know, it's a big factor as far as jobs and whatnot. We're doing our best we can to come up with a plan B and whatever that may be, but what Mr. Reschke also mentioned of helping with folks with Measure 110 also is a possibility. But other than that, we are wide open to possibilities, but we have to have the facility first before we can move forward. And this is very important to us. Thank you for the time today.
And thank you. Are there questions for Commissioner Schulenberger? Okay, we will move on to James Williams.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Mr. Williams. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair Burdick, Vice Chair and Senate committee members. I appreciate the time to testify today in support of Senate Bill 19. For the record, my name is James Williams. I am the chair and county commissioner in Lake County, Oregon. Lake County has had many struggles in the past years, and as I'm sure you've heard testimony now and to how much the correction facility has been an asset to our community, I'll forgo the details of what the impacts look like after that loss. We want the opportunity to carve out a new future for Lake County, Oregon, to by utilizing this facility and putting it to good use. As it still has a long life ahead of it, and if it's taken care of. We've considered many things and potential opportunities, and there is nothing in stone yet. Commissioner Albertson and our commission has been working diligently with Regional Solutions, Business Oregon, and our senators and reps to find the best fit for our facility and our county. We've considered regional treatment facility for 110 patients, working in conjunction with mental and regional community health, looking at community-based housing needs. There's still a lot of work to be done on that front. We've looked at opportunities in education and trade schools, data and tech companies, and many more. There is a great deal of work still to be done on this and finding a suitable fit, but we are very confident that we can find a path forward. And other than that, that's pretty much all I had. I really appreciate and thank you for the time today. And I would most respectfully ask and urge this committee to support Senate Bill 19. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions for Commissioner Williams? I see no questions. So we'll move on to Jim Paul.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Jim Paul. I am the Assistant Director of the Administrative Services Division for the Oregon Department of Corrections, and I'm here today to provide some information related to Senate Bill 19, and hopefully information that's helpful in however way this bill moves forward. If this bill is enacted in its current form, and we did have a chance to look at the Dash 3 amendments, so this testimony, these comments do apply to the Dash 3. We do believe it could create some potential disputes around some property disposition issues, which either are still remain unaddressed or are not clearly defined. And I just want to go through very quickly those issues right here for you. None of them are big showstoppers. We believe we have the ability to address them, but they would likely need to be addressed, we believe, to make sure that if this bill moves forward, the implementation of it is relatively clear and streamlined. So the first one has to do with the state surplus statutes and Department of Administrative Service rules. So currently under Oregon Revised Statutes Chapter 270 and DAS Division 45 Real Property Rules, it is at the discretion of the DAS administrator to determine if real property transactions directed by the legislature would be exempt from the DAS notice process and review by the state's Public Lands Advisory Committee. So this is basically just saying it would be helpful to clarify if the bill's intent is to have these transfers follow those requirements or in fact be exempt from them and not have to go through that process. The second point is around transaction and closing costs. So the bill currently doesn't address who's responsible for potential costs, such as sometimes there are environmental cleanup costs involved in a property transfer. There's typical things like recording fees, escrow fees, title insurance, and there may be others. So it's just noting that issue, that it would be helpful to clarify where those costs, how those costs are going to be managed. The third issue I have here is clarifying definitions around some terms. So in this case, the term closed and planned closure. It would be really helpful to clarify this to allow for a clear interpretation. So at DOC, we actually use different related terms to closure, and some related terms include things like the term decommissioning, the term closure, the term mothballing, and the term of disposition, property disposition. Probably easiest way to sort of articulate this is if you think about our current Oregon State Penitentiary Minimum Prison. It was technically closed when the new women's prison was opened, Coffee Creek Prison was opened, but the prison was put into a mothballed state, as we call it, which means still able to be turned on, so to speak, for operability if in fact DOC needed it. So we sort of consider that a closed prison, but mothballed regardless, just to make the point that if the intent is really, or excuse me, the point here is just to understand a clear point where the property would then become transferred. Would be the demarcation where we start the process of transferring it. So there really isn't any ambiguity. Again, I don't think it's a significant, difficult issue, just one that could be done relatively easily to clear that up. I have two more. The next one is around the definition of the term fixtures. So as we just did some looking into this, apparently Oregon law and case history with respect to the term fixtures apparently is not very clearly defined. And we would just suggest that we could reduce that legal ambiguity if instead the bill wanted to actually articulate which things could not be removed, which things, and this could be by category, you wouldn't need to list out every single thing, which type of things it's clear should be left in the institution. So there, again, there's no ambiguity and we would sort of smooth the process of implementation. And then the final issue I wanted to highlight was the issue around DOC's authority to dispose of supersited properties. So DOC's newest prisons were acquired under the authority of the state's supersiting statutes. And these statutes might impact our authority around the process of transferring the state's interests in those particular properties, potentially requiring some statutory language to address. We've already consulted with DOJ. We believe there's potentially a pretty simple way to put some language into a bill that could address that, but nonetheless, we believe it would be a good thing to address, again, to create that sort of uncertainty and potential issue there with our supersiting statutes. So in summary, those are some of the key issues we see. As I said in the beginning, no real showstoppers, and I'm just here to share those with you and suggest that they should be helpful if they were addressed and clarified in future amendments as this bill moves forward. So I want to thank you for your time, consideration, and I'm happy to take any questions the committee may have.
Thank you. We have a question from Senator Finley.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, I met with Mr. Paul this morning and conversations with Director Peters earlier in the week. And I talked about time frames and postings, even though our bill, we can continue to post. If you so elect, if this committee so elects to move forward, we will work on these amendments. I don't see any issues at all to get there. We could easily get these amendments and through DAS, through DOJ, to make this the right smooth process that it needs to be if given the opportunity to do so. I think DOC has just been incredible to work with in this effort, and Mr. Paul I believe we can get there very easily.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, and thank you, Mr. Paul, for working so constructively on this. Okay, I see no other questions, so we'll move to Tyler Jansen.
Thank you, Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Boquist, members of the committee. My name is Tyler Jansen. I'm here today on behalf of the Association of Oregon Counties, where I handle governance and revenue issues. And I'm here today to speak in support of the concept before you. So if you'll indulge me in joining me at 50,000 feet for a moment, I'd appreciate it. Generally speaking, I think what we have here is a really golden opportunity. I'd urge you to think of the cost effectiveness of taking an asset that you have and transitioning it to another use rather than scrapping it and starting over from scratch. And I most of the points that I wanted to make have already been made, so I wanted to just go back to a couple of comments. You know, Senator Finley characterized this as a sort of one-off bill, and in some ways he's right, and in some ways, you know, I would press and say that I think the opportunity here, where we can look at how do we be creative and flexible and transition to residential treatment facilities or community-based housing, that's true across Oregon. And this might be important for Lake County today, but surely this will be important across Oregon as we move forward, as we see these opportunities. You know, Senator Riley asked about what sort of uses. I think I just mentioned some of those. You've heard about setting up regional treatment facilities under Measure 110. I think that's an excellent example. There are instances, I mean, counties have worked hard on things like Project Turnkey, where we've seen that you can take something designed for one use, quickly transition it to another. And I think that the success that we've seen with those sort of projects is only going to compound as we move forward. As you've identified, you know, through some of those other projects, you've found the sticking points and the red tape that needs worked out, and that makes it easier and easier the more of these sort of projects you complete. So again, I just wanted to say on behalf of Oregon's counties, yes, this might affect Lake County today, but Oregon's 35 other counties are supportive of any effort that we can make to help out any one of our counties. So happy to be here and happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions for Mr. Jansen? Okay, I see no questions. And I see no more witnesses. So, Donita, are we clear on all that?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Okay, thank you all for coming. I'm glad you didn't have to drive all the way from Lakeview or Lake County. And in many cases, there is a little bit of a bright side to this virtual world we live in. So I'm glad you were all able to attend and give your testimony. And thank you, Senator Finley, for bringing this to this very unusual committee. All right. Thank you. Chris, do we have anything else we need to accomplish today?
You do not, Madam Chair. That was your one agenda item for the day.
Okay. Thank you very much. And thank you all for coming. And we are adjourned.
Thank you.